Have you ever heard of the Goatman's Bridge? Well, if you haven't, you're about to find out. The Goatman's Bridge is a location in Texas that will live on in infamy and terrify most locals. In tonight's episode, we will be talking about the famous, terrifying legend known as the Goatman and the Goatman's Bridge. Now, the story behind this urban legend is one of great sadness, infamy, and a particularly heinous crime. But before we get into that, I hope you guys had a very great Valentine's Day. But if you don't have a significant other, I hope you spent the day doing whatever you love to do and just thinking about yourself, making yourself happy, and doing what you love. That's what I did, basically. I'm surprised I didn't buy myself a new stuffed animal, but I did buy myself a bowl of candy. So, without any further ado, I just want to welcome any new listeners to Demimonde Paranormal Podcast. I'm Tori, your host, and if you didn't know this already, each and every Friday we drop new supernatural episodes covering all things paranormal. This includes such things as the Goat Man or famous hauntings, famous types of ghosts, witches, warlocks, werewolves, vampires, you name it, anything supernatural, we're gonna cover it here on Demimonde Paranormal. Also, if you would like to join the private group Demimonde Paranormal on Facebook.com, please feel free to do so. We're a private group, as I said, where you can feel safe and secure sharing all things paranormal, even sharing your own supernatural experiences with the rest of the members of the group. We would be pleased to have you. So, with that being said, let's move on to tonight's topic, the infamous Goatman's Bridge. Hello, and welcome to episode 3 of season 6. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you guys are safe and happy and warm and cozy. And if you guys live anywhere where I am, we just experienced a type of Indian summer with warmer temperatures, but sadly that was cruelly taken away with a nasty cold front, and now it's getting chilly again. I was quite enjoying the warmer temperatures. It reminded me of the upcoming spring of this year, but it looks like I'll have to wait just a little bit longer. So, with that being said, let's dive right into the real story behind the Goatman's Bridge. But first, I'm going to tell you guys about the bridge itself. Now, the Goatman's Bridge is also more formally referred to as the Old Elton Bridge, and it was built in 1884. It was built by the King Iron Bridge Manufacturing Company as an iron truss bridge. Old Elton Bridge is included in the National Register of Historic Places. It was placed on a register on July the 8th, 1988. The bridge connects Texas cities Denton and Copper Canyon, and it was quite heavily used up until the year 2001, when all vehicular traffic was moved to a newly built steel and concrete bridge. when using the old Elton Bridge, it was completely necessary for all motorists to honk the horns when crossing the narrow, single-lane bridge. It originated for automobiles and horses to cross the Hickory Creek at a spot that was popular for crossing cattle. The new bridge straightened out a sharp curve at both sides of the creek, and it also added additional lanes for travel. The old Elton Bridge took its name from the abandoned town, which took a seat in the middle of Denton County from 1850 to 1856, when all vehicle traffic was moved to the newly built bridge. The old Elton Bridge became an important link between the Elm Fork and the Pilot Knoll, hiking and equestrian trails. The old bridge has a lighter side to its darker side, and it also serves as a popular location for nature enthusiasts and photographers. Alright, now on to the spooky stuff. So, as we may or may not know, according to some, the claim is that when they crossed the old Elton Bridge, they saw a figure of a demonic goat man standing at the other end of the bridge. The bridge got its more harrowing name from a popular legend surrounding the death of an African-American goat farmer in 1938. He was a successful goat farmer that nicknamed himself the Goat Man, and he would have a sign that would point a traveler in the direction of his farm. His sign would say something along the lines of, "This way to the Goat Man," and this successful business infuriated the local KKK members, or the Ku Klux Klan. It's believed that the Klansmen lynched the man and hung him over the Elton Bridge. However, when they attempted to retrieve his body and confirm that the Goat Man was completely dead, his body had completely disappeared. The KKK members were also thought to have killed the Goat Man's wife and children as well, and burnt down his home. Many visitors to the bridge claim that the structure has a supernatural element to it, and it has been featured on many supernatural TV shows. This includes Ghost Adventures and BuzzFeed Unsolved. Now, the Goat Man's real name was Oscar Washburn, and he was said to live just north of where the old Elton Bridge is settled. His farm was renowned for quality meats, milk, cheeses, and hides. I mean, he made really great stuff. And as we know, this infuriated the Ku Klux Klan. And now, after that night of the heinous murder, after the night he was murdered, he was never seen again after the night that his body had completely disappeared. Now, the vicious KKK members searched the rocky waters below, but they did not find a body. All they found was undisturbed waters and an empty hanging noose. So, after this, they decided to search his small shanty, but to no avail. So they decided to burn it to the ground, with his family inside. It's thought that these Klansmen used the sounds of Oscar's family's screams as a way to lure him to the shanty in a rescue attempt, but he did not come. He was completely gone. He vanished into thin air. Now, some say that a vengeful spirit haunts the bridge. Some say that it is the Goatman's formal spirit. It is Oscar. But others believe that it could be the spirit of Oscar's murdered wife as well. If you dare venture, the Goatman will come. It's said that if you knock 3 times on the iron or the steel of the bridge, or if you turn off your car lights and honk 3 times, you could encounter a visitation with the alleged Goatman. This ghastly sight apparently proceeds with the scent of decaying flesh. Many people who had dared ventured onto the bridge and performed these actions have experienced seeing glowing, eerie eyes. They have also reported seeing a tall, snarling, goat-headed figure stomping around in the wooded areas. Furthermore, some have gone to say that they have even seen a maniacal satyr-like creature that is holding the heads of either goats, or even worse, human heads in his hands. So, as we mentioned before, the terrifying encounters and disappearances of people became more and more frequent. And then over time, this location became a hot spot for many, many paranormal investigation teams. Some people even attribute the bridge's terrifying occurrences to satanic worship, believing that whatever haunts the old Alton Bridge was a demonic entity spawned from hell itself. Now, I just want to interject for 1 minute and say that I got the inspiration to do the story of the Goatman because just last week I was watching an episode of Ghost Adventures, and I thought that would be a really great story to do for the podcast, because there's several Goatman stories circulating the United States. I mean, there's similar creatures from various states. But I've got to say, this story is probably the most interesting, the saddest, and the most believable. I'm going to tell you about another Goatman a little bit later in the podcast, but for now, we're going to talk about the original Goatman. But if you guys have ever visited this area or this location, the old Alton Bridge, let me know, what was your experience? Or do you know someone who has ventured onto the bridge? Feel free to, you know, share your story, because I'd love to know. Honestly, this tale is quite creepy, and me myself, I would be too terrified to even venture onto this little wooden bridge. But still though, it does make a great ghost story. Anyway, so, additionally to what we've mentioned before of Oscar Washburn's wife being the spirit who haunts the bridge, according to some locals, some believe that she is doomed to look for her murdered children forever on that bridge. I mean, me personally, I wouldn't think that it's the wife of Oscar Washburn, but I could be wrong, but I'm not very sold on that whole theory. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but that one doesn't make a whole lot of sense. However, they do mention, some stories do mention that the area around the bridge is haunted, so maybe it is haunted by Oscar Washburn's wife, but I don't think she's the entity that people see that is actually on the old Alton Bridge. But I could be wrong. Who knows? Also, there is another version of this tale about how the Goatman came to be. Now, this tale predates the construction of the old Alton Bridge, and it dates back to the 1860s when some terrible Copper Canyon cowboys killed a Creole goat herder by the name of Jack Kendall. Now, it's said that they were thought to have lynched him on a creekside tree not far from where the old Alton Bridge stands today. According to the legend, due to the slavers' ineptitude, they accidentally decapitated Jack, and when they watched in horror as the lifeless, headless body suddenly stood up and ripped off a goat's head and replaced its head with its own, the body was thought to have been reanimated through voodoo. Now, it was thought that Jack was a runaway slave, of course. However, the reanimated corpse left its own head still hanging in the noose. Now, according to the old timers, if you knock 3 times on the thistles of the bridge, it's an invitation to judgment. It's said that the goat man only whisks away people who have bloodlines connected with past members of the Ku Klux Klan or former slave owners for his revenge. Historical records do not contain information of either the lynching of Oscar Washburn or Jack Kendall. However, there may or may not be any record of the terrible deed, but there still seems to be something haunting the bridge and the woods surrounding it. When visiting the bridge, people have experienced hearing hooves galloping on the bridge, and some have even heard a voice growling, "Get off the bridge!" One person who had heard the growling voice ran away, but the friend who they were with stayed on the bridge and was seemingly dragged off to the end of the bridge by an unseen force and thrown into the water below. So, even though there's no record of a man of Oscar Washburn living in the area at the time of his murder, it does not necessarily mean that it didn't happen. This was the time of when terrible acts of racism was going around, so it may have not been reported. Even more so, there has been reports of ritualistic activities performed in the woods surrounding Old Alton Bridge. And get this, y'all, this part I find really interesting. According to one local police officer, the police officer had admitted that there was a pet store that had to stop selling cats because so many deceased felines were found in the vicinity of the bridge and they were killed in a ritualistic way. So that is the general story of the Texan Goat Man. And now I'm going to take you to another tale of yet a very different goat man. This is the Goat Man of Maryland. Now, this is a creature that resembles half goat and a half man. This legendary creature is said to take refuge in the Prince George's County, Maryland woods and is responsible for numerous canine deaths. He has been described as having a human face that is covered with hair. In addition to attacking dogs, the Maryland Goatman will sometimes even abruptly attack a car with an axe. Now, these stories of the Maryland Goatman began with the disappearances and the brutal slaughter of dogs in the early 1970s. even though when these deceased animals were examined, their wounds were more consistent with the wounds that they may have experienced if they were hit by passing trains. However, despite evidence that discredited the evidence in the existence of the Goatman, phone calls still flooded police stations with tales of sightings of the Goatman. Now, this was especially common among local students who would leave spooky graffiti like "Goatman was here." I mean, can you guys really act like you're surprised if a bunch of high school kids, you know, were trying to spook each other and scare the locals? I mean, it's not surprising at all. And obviously, many of these phone calls that law enforcement would have to receive were blatant hoax and pranks done by these kids. Now, other similar creatures related to the old Outen Bridge Goatman and the Maryland Goatman are the Pope Lick Monster of Kentucky and the Lake Worth Monster of Texas. I hope you guys enjoyed the story of the Goatman of Old Outen Bridge. Let me know what you guys think it was, and also, what do you guys think the Maryland Goatman is? Do you think it was a blatant hoax, or do you think that maybe somebody somewhere really did see something, and it just got way out of hand? You let me know down in the comments. Also, I think I was watching an episode of BuzzFeed Unsolved when I was watching them venture onto the Goatman Bridge, and I think they were able to capture an EVP. If you don't know what an EVP is, it's an electric voice phenomenon, and they're able to capture a voice saying the name Steve. And I'm not really sure who Steve is, but it's quite interesting that name like Steve would just pop up like that. Anyway, you guys let me know what your thoughts and comments are down in the comment section below. And before we sign off for tonight, I just want to leave you guys with a little food for thought. Have you guys ever heard of the Michigan Dogman? If you haven't, the Michigan Dogman is a werewolf or werewolf-like creature that was first reported in 1887 in Wexford County, Michigan. Sightings have been reported in several locations throughout Michigan, primarily in the northwestern quadrant of the Lower Peninsula. In 1987, the legend of the Dogman gained popularity when a disc jockey at WTCM-FM recorded a song about the creature and its reported sightings. Does any of my listeners remember that? If you do, please leave a comment. Now, the first known sighting of the Michigan Dogman occurred in 1887 in Wexford County when two lumberjacks saw a creature whom they described as having a man's body with a dog's head. In 1938 in Paris, Michigan, Robert Fortney was attacked by five wild dogs and said that one of the dogs walked on two legs. Reports of similar creatures also came from the Allegan County in the 1950s. And in the Manistee and Cross Valley in 1967. A similar creature to the Michigan Dogman is the Beast of Bray Road. Linda S. Godfrey wrote her book, The Beast of Bray Road, and she compares the sightings of this creature to the sightings of the Beast of Bray Road to the Dogman sightings in Manistee. only the Beast of Bray Road was sighted in Wisconsin. And in 1961, a night watchman was patrolling a manufacturing plant in Big Rapids, Michigan, when he saw a particular figure. At first, he thought it was a person, until he saw the dog-like features. He pulled out his gun and was about to shoot, when he remembered his camera and took it out and took a picture of the horrific beast. Now, apparently, these photos still have not been analyzed yet, and the photos are apparently still an unsolved mystery. Nobody still really knows what we're looking at. But something to consider is the fact that, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of this, but in Pennsylvania there was a photo of a canine-like creature circling around, and people were like, what is this? Is this a coyote? Is this some type of other, you know, animal? And it circulated around for a few weeks, and it finally came back and said that no, this is a coyote with some type of mange on it. So, I mean, it could just be, you know, very well easily explained away of what you were looking at. You guys let me know what you think the Michigan Dogman is. And that about does it for tonight's episode. I want to thank you guys so much for joining me. And if you don't know it already, I'm Tori from Demimonde Paranormal. And I'm signing off and wishing you guys a good night or a good morning or a good afternoon or something wherever you are. I hope it's pleasant and you're having a good time. And, you know, stay safe, make good choices. Be kind to one another, and I will see you again real soon for an all-new episode of Demimonde Paranormal. I don't know what the topic will be for the new episode coming up, but I'm sure I'll think of something, you know, that's not done to death or anything like that. I try to keep it fresh and try to keep it coming, you know. I try to entertain and inform my listeners. I hope you guys, you know, find it entertaining. Anyway, without any further ado, good night, sweet dreams, and don't forget to leave a comment if you believe in either the Goatman of the Old Alton Bridge, or the Michigan Dogman, or even the Fresno Nightcrawler. You let me know which cryptid you believe in, and which cryptids you don't believe in. Alright, y'all. Stay spooky.